Yes, the strike is proceeding at the moment. We have about 120,000 workers that have heeded the strike call and are out on the streets today. Our key demands are still for a 15% increase and to ensure that all vacancies in the municipal sector are filled. There are approximately 25% vacancies at the moment that are not filled, and this is having a serious impact on the delivery of services to communities, and are putting a tremendous strain on our members. And so these are some of the key demands that we have put forward for our strike.
Zuma has called for understanding from workers. What opinion do you have about that?
For us, it's important that that the government provides a decent standard of living for workers. These are some of our key concerns, that the working conditions are improved and that workers do not suffer any negative effects at this present moment. And we are calling upon the Zuma government to ensure that government policies meets these needs.
Is this strike connected with the last week's strike, considering the stadiums, the building of the stadiums?
No, it's not. It's not related to that. It's a separate area. So that would be your construction workers, and we are the local government workers.
But they have all the same problems, considering wages. Also, the
mines. It was also a wage strike. So that's also a serious concern that. A number of areas of workers have come out in industrial action as the employers try to push wages down, and workers have resisted that and have insisted that they get increases that are in line with inflation.
And what can happen if your demands will not become true in the future, in the near future?
We will continue to strike until such time as we get an improved offer from the employers.
Is it possible that Zuma will step down?
No, we don't think that's happening. We have spoken to his minister in the sector, and he has indicated that he is going to intervene and ensure that the bosses put an improved offer on the table.